resigning, he then opened up a Pandora's box of experiences, complaints and feelings, including even stronger ones from his wife. As I genuinely listened, the negative energy in his expression was dissipated, and on his own, he agreed to visit with me as soon as I returned. When I returned, he brought his wife to my office, and they were pleasant on the surface. But as soon as we began to discuss the real issues, gushed forth. I continued to listen until they felt understood, and then they became very open. I then taught them about the space between stimulus and response, and how the greatest harm is not in what people do to us, but in our response to what they do to us. So I continued listening until other issues were expressed and understood, including how these issues at work had affected their own marriage and family life. It was truly like peeling off the layers of an onion until you reach the soft inner core. More negative energy was released until they were extremely open to the whole idea that no one can do us any harm without our consent, and that our chosen response is the key determiner of our life, that we are a product of our decisions, not our conditions. They were very humbled and agreed to think about it. He later called me on the phone and said that he had come to see the wisdom of the principle. We discussed and accepted it, that he had gone to his boss and asked for forgiveness, that his boss was literally overwhelmed by this expression, that he in turn had asked his forgiveness and that it had restored their relationship. My friend said to me that he and his wife had reached such a point of accepting the space between stimulus and response and the power of choice that even if they had been rebuffed in their sincere seeking of forgiveness, he was determined to stay on and make a success of things as best he could. Yes, he who forgives you out of love takes upon himself the consequences of what you have done. What you've just listened was written by Stephen R. Covey from the book The Eighth Habit.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
To dispersing forgiveness and giving forgiveness to our fellow brothers and sisters, either in faith or in humanity, there are numerous hadith that encourage us to do so unconditionally, in fact. Unconditionally. They don't tell us that, oh, if someone comes and asks for your forgiveness, make sure that they meant it when they said they're sorry. Make sure they make it up to you. Make sure they promise not to make that mistake ever again. Make sure they understood that they were wrong. Just, there's a hadith, I think, from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam that says, if my brother in faith, comes and curses at me in my right ear, goes for a walk and comes back and asks for my forgiveness in my left ear, I'd forgive them. The hadith is either from Imam al-Baqir or Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That's the intensity of the situation right there. Not that much time lapsed from when that person supposedly insulted me in my right ear. Just a while after, for whatever the reason, they decided to ask for my forgiveness. And the thing about it is that maybe that person did not deserve my forgiveness, but I deserve to forgive. Sometimes, even if I don't get closure, and I didn't get the apologies that I really deserved. Why? Because I deserve to let go of everything that weighs me down and burdens my heart. I deserve to create that closure for myself and move on from this unfavorable period and state in my life. I deserve to grant my own heart peace, reconciliation with myself, and with ease, with peacefulness, with comfort, and let go of any grudges that's constantly ripping apart the wound that time and the universe and Allah's grace is trying to heal. Every time I think about someone who wronged me and the way they hurt me without apologizing, without even feeling the slightest bit of remorse, it's like I'm pouring acid on that blister. And I am delaying my recovery. I'm delaying my own healing. Because it's all up to me at the end of the day. Sure, I don't have control over other people's actions and how they treat me, but I have control over how to respond, how to retaliate, what to make of it, how to feel about it, and how to let go. I owe myself this much, not to hold on to things that not only don't serve and benefit me, but damage my well-being and peace of mind. That is why forgiveness is so important. It's good for everyone. It's good for that person who, through my forgiveness, might be given the chance to correct themselves. Because obviously you can't fight fire with fire. The whole world will burn down. You gotta fight fire with water. If a person is a blazing flame of malice and misconduct and ill manners, you gotta fight it with the cooling water of peace and forgiveness and understanding and compassion. So not only is it good for that person, it's really, really good for me as a forgiving person. And it will make me deserving. It will open the doors of Allah's mercy to me. It's a win-win situation for me when I choose to forgive, when I choose to place myself in the auspicious and bountiful circle of forgiveness, when I choose to be on the giving and receiving end of forgiveness. I give it to others and I receive it from myself and from my Lord, and that's when the real healing and growth begins. That's all the time we have for today's episode of The Lantern. As always, I thank you for being with us. And until another greeting, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.
Listeners special. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, July 11th, 2021. I'm Atef Erfani hosting this program today. As you may know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages from around the world. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. Dear listeners, if you have any messages for different listeners around the world, then please record your voice, send it to us, and then get your voice heard. Please remember, Listeners Special, the Sunday program, is your program, dear listeners. It's your views that are important. And here, I, on behalf of my colleagues, do express my deepest condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Muhammad Taqi, the ninth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Please stay with us. Welcome back, dear listeners. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. For your information, these reception reports are very important and very useful to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. For your information, again, all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. And here, I truly appreciate those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Christer Brandstorm from Sweden, one of our regular listeners, Matto Holosi from Hungary, also one of our regular listeners, and the last but not the least is a reception report from Abed Hussein Sajed, one of our regular listeners from Pakistan. So, Christer, Matto, and Abed Hussein, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. As usual, we have received many emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read their emails and letters. From Norway, we have an email from Raider Bo. Raider Bo is one of our regular listeners. From Chile, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, and that is Hector Fria Hofre. Sayed Abbas Taqi from Pakistan has sent us an email. From the UK, we have an email from Paul R. Newton. And as I said before, the last but not the least is an email from England. And this email is from Patrick Travers. Patrick Travers is one of our regular listeners who has sent us an email. Well, dear listeners of Listeners Special, after a short break, I will be back with these kind messages. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, your program, dear listeners. And as I said, we have received an email from Norway. This email is from Raider Bo. Raider Bo is one of our regular listeners who says, "Hello, thank you very much for the beautiful EQSL card. This was much appreciated. I'm sorry to hear that some packages have been rejected by the post office of a number of countries. But fortunately, they cannot stop emails or your shortwave transmissions. Best regards." Salam and warmest greetings to you, Raider Bo from Norway, one of our regular listeners, and many thanks for sending us this email. So, you liked the EQSL card that my colleagues designed for you, and that's good news for us in IRIB English Radio, and especially Listeners Special. And what a pity. Those packages, as you mentioned, were rejected by the post office. And thanks for informing us about this trouble. And as you said, fortunately, the emails and shortwave transmissions cannot be stopped, fortunately. Thank you very much for sending us this email. Radar Bo from Norway, please write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Radar Bo from Norway. And from Chile, one of our regular listeners, Hector Fria-Hofre, has sent us an email. Hector says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I am pleased to send you a reception report of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm very happy with the current moment of the propagation, which allows us to listen to distant radio signals. I was happy listening to the Holy Quran verses from your radio, as I believe that the Quranic verses are universal. They are understood with the spirit. The signal itself is not very strong, which is logical. But the headphones, it is perfectly audible. I would like to receive information about your country. Best regards. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Hector Fria-Hofre from Chile. And I do appreciate you for sending us this email. You just mentioned every detail about our English radio programs. And thank you very much for, you know, briefing these things, including, as you said, you sent us a reception report about the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. Many thanks for your reception report. And you also mentioned that the signal was not very strong and it was logical, but you said with headphones it was perfectly audible. Of course, we will inform our technicians and engineers about the trouble you had about receiving the signal, but overall we are happy that you were successful in receiving our signals, the signals of IRIB English Radio in your country, in Chile. And you said you had the chance to listen to the verses of the Noble Quran, and it was great. And as you said, the verses of the Quran are universal and is for all the people around the world. And as you said, it can be understood with the spirit. Anyway, so you mentioned that you like to receive information about Iran. Of course, we in IRIB English Radio broadcast many different programs about our country, about Iran. Of course, currently we are broadcasting different programs about Iran, and you can find the archive of these programs in our website at www.parstoday.com/en. These programs include Iranian Market, Iranian Notables, and also, of course, Close Up Iran. Close Up Iran is a program about tourist attractions of Iran, and there, of course, in our website and in the shortwave radio, you can find these programs and you can listen to them. Of course, there are different programs about our country, and as I said, the archive is available at our website. Anyway, Hector Fria-Hofre from Chile, many thanks for writing this detailed email about IRIB English radio programs. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you, Hector Fria-Hofre. Well, dear listeners, we will be back after a short break. Welcome back to Listen as a Special. As I said, from Pakistan, we have an email from Sayed Abbas Taghi. Sayyid Abbas Taghi from Pakistan says, "Dear Sir or Madam, in the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, I was to, of course, I want to promote your service in my area. As you may know, Muzaffargarh is the city of listeners in Pakistan due to the number of radio listeners in this area. So do me a favor and post me some of your promotional materials along with few literatures. Thank you. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you from Iran to Pakistan and to Sayyid Abbas Taghi, one of our listeners who has, I do apologize for my voice. So Sayyid Abbas Taghi has received our signals in his country, in Pakistan, and in his area, and he said his area is called Muzaffargarh, which is his area is called the City of Listeners. That's great. Muzaffargarh is the City of Listeners in Pakistan, and that is because the number of radio listeners in this area. That's great. I didn't know about that. Great information. So in your area, Muzaffargarh, there are so many radio listeners. That's great. Of course, Sayyid Abbas Taghi, we will send you an EQSL card, and we will send you promotional materials and souvenirs of Arab English Radio if available, and if the health protocols regarding the post office let us do so. Thank you very much for sending us this message. Sayyid Abbas Taghi from Pakistan sent our, regards to your fellow countrymen and the listeners in your area. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon and receiving your views about the broadcast of Arab English Radio. Many thanks. From the UK, as I said, we have an email from Paul R. Newton. Paul is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear Sir or Madam at Arab English Radio, I heard your broadcast at 1945 UTC last night. On looking this morning in my IRTH 2021, I wasn't sure if it was Iran. I was using a frequency of about 6035 kilohertz. It kept changing slightly by about 5 kilohertz due to interference. Sound kept coming and going. I haven't heard shortwave radio for a while. I have already written to and heard in the last couple of days Romania, Turkey, Italy, and China, and I hope I can receive a QSL card or an EQSL from IRIB English Radio. Thank you in advance." Well, salam and greetings to you, Paul R. Newton from the UK, and deep thanks to you for writing us this detailed information and email. So you heard our broadcast recently, and it's good news for us. And also you mentioned that you had trouble in the sound. As you said, it was coming and going. It was because of the interference, and we will inform our engineers and technicians about this problem. We hope that this problem fades very soon. And of course, you said you listened to different radio stations during the last couple of days, different radio stations in Romania, Turkey, Italy, and China. That's great. And now you are listening to IRIB English Radio from Iran, and of course my colleagues will send you an EQSL card, and if available, the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio. Paul R. Newton from the UK, write to us soon and tell us your views about different programs of IRIB English Radio. Many thanks. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with the rest of the emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back from England. We have an email from Patrick Travers. Patrick is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear friends, I found listening to your English broadcast this evening very informative and enjoyable. I would be very interested in learning more about your broadcast, and I would welcome any information, including frequency schedule, etc. Please, will you send a program schedule and pennant or any other publicity manual? Thank you." First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Patrick Travers from England. And many thanks for writing this email to us. We are so happy that you found IRB English radio broadcast, as you described, very informative and enjoyable. That's good news. And your request about sending you frequency schedules and program schedule, you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/yen, and there you can find our frequency schedule and program schedule. And of course, my colleagues will, as soon as possible, send you an EQSL card and the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio if available, and if the health protocols of post office let us do that. Patrick Travers from England, many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio, and listeners special, write to us soon. We wish you all the best. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with you. And now, dear listeners of Listeners Special on IRIB English Radio, here again, I do express my deepest condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Muhammad Taqi, the ninth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We wish you all the best. Many thanks for being with us, and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all.
insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. They said, should we believe two men like ourselves, while their people are for us in servitude? So they denied them, and were of those destroyed.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, throughout the chapter and different verses of the chapter, we talked about three different stories of three different prophets. First, Prophet Noah was explained, and now the story of Prophet Moses after the story of Prophet Saleh is being explained. So we got to the point where the Almighty Allah sent Prophet Moses and his brother Aaron to the people of Pharaoh, and they behaved insolently and they were arrogant people. Now the 47th verse says, فَقَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدُونَ. And they said, shall we believe in two humans like ourselves, while their people are our slaves? فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَكَانُوا مِنَ الْمُهْلَكِينَ. So they belied both of them, and became of those who were destroyed. Now, like the previous cases, the chiefs of the people, those infidels, try to mislead the other groups of humanities by bringing out and calling out the sense of racism. In the previous cases, the chiefs of the disbelievers said that these cannot be prophets since they're eating from what you are eating. They're doing whatever you are doing and they cannot be the prophets. But here, this people of Pharaoh, they thought that they are better than other nations, and it cannot be happening that they believe in some people while their people are their slaves. They were looking at the social status of these two, instead of having a closer look at their strong arguments. In the previous verse, we said that the Almighty Allah sent Prophet Moses and his brother Aaron, بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ, with our signs and manifest authority. But instead of looking at this manifest authority and paying attention to that, they said, وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدُونَ. Their people are our slaves. How can we believe in these two human beings? So the case was that Moses and Aaron were from Bani Israel, and Bani Israel were the slaves of Pharaoh and his people. And this is the main reason that the verse says, وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدُونَ. So since they were from the children of Israel, the people of Pharaoh saw themselves as superior to the children of Israel based upon the enslavement that we talked about.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
And this is why the Holy Quran implies that one of the clear signs of their seeking superiority was that they should not believe in two human beings who were like themselves. And those whose tribe, the children of Israel, were their slaves. So they believed that not only they should not accept him, but also that tribe had to be their servants forever. The verse says, فَقَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا. Shall we believe in two human beings like ourselves? وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَبِدُونَ. While their people are our slaves. So they accused the prophets of self-aggrandizement, when they themselves were the worst of supremacists, a fact that is clearly seen in these words. In their arrogance, they dismissed the truth and accused Moses and Aaron of being two liars who are forging a lie, and because of this, they were destroyed and lost their empire and the rule. The Holy Verse says, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَكَانُوا مِنَ الْمُهْلَكِينَ. So they belied both of them, and they became of those who were destroyed. This is the very clear result of denying the truth. So finally, the most powerful obstacle to call of Moses and the greatest enemy of the children of Israel was destroyed, and the period of divine education and training for children of Israel began. So throughout the history, you can see that the prophets paved the way of logic and argument, strong beliefs. But on the other hand, the disbelievers always try to enslave the others, both physically and thoughtfully. But the result, they will be wiped out from the surface of the universe, as was the case with two previous prophets and their people. The people were completely destroyed because they denied prophethood. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me. Why ends when faith begins?
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Heavenly Grief. Today we remember Imam Al-Jawad عليه السلام, for these are the days of remembering his martyrdom anniversary. And with me today in this sad occasion is my brother Sheikh Muhammad Sheikhna. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. And hello and greetings to you. I wish God accepts your sadness and sorrow for the martyrdom of Imam Jawad Salawatullah Alayhi, and I would like to express my own condolences for this event.
Thank you, Sheikhna, so much for coming. Now, Sheikhna, we want to start off by talking about Imam Jawad Alayhi Salam. So yes. What have you prepared from your beautiful researches for us today?
Thank you. In this section, I would like to talk about some of the virtues and values and some moral characteristics of Imam Jawad Salawatullah Alayhi, and after that, the knowledge-based activities of Imam Jawad Salawatullah Alayhi. Well, at first, as you know, Imam Jawad Alayhi Salam took the office of Imamat when he was 9 years old. For the community of Shia at that time, it was a little bit difficult, not impossible, because some of them there, they were very knowledgeable. They yes. understood that imamat can be given to even a child
yes.
as the prophethood was given to Isa alayhi salam
when he was a newborn.
Yes,
actually,
yeah. a newborn. So it seems a bit difficult, and the scholars of Shia and other followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they gathered in a big gathering in one of the houses of a renowned follower, and they started to talk about this. After that, Imam Jawad alayhi salam came to that gathering and sat on like the head of the place and told them, Sa'alun.
Ask me.
Yes, ask me, Sa'alun. Ask me whatever you want. They started to ask different questions, and they were astonished by the answers that this apparent child gives to them. Since Imam was 9 years old, but...
Of course, questions that were very hard for scholars as well.
Yes, very, very, in history, in narratives, we can find that very complicated questions were asked in that day, and 30,000, by the account of the history, 30,000 questions and affairs were answered in one gathering.
Yes.
30,000. So, alhamdulillah, the followers of Ahlul Bayt were very astonished and at the same time very happy to have found after Imam after Imam Ridha Salawatullah Alayh, to talk about the virtues, about the moral qualities of Imam Jawad Alayhi Salam, as he is named Jawad, which is generous and yes, kind and, you know, outgiving. Well, talking about this is very difficult, since when looking at the history, when studying the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we find that Imam Jawad salawatullah alayhi was very, very surprisingly and famously generous. Mm-hmm. Very generous. Very patient. Since these characteristics are found in every member of Ahlul Bayt, every Imam. But for some Ahlul Bayt, some of them have the opportunity to appear more. Mm-hmm. Like this generosity of Imam Jawad salawatullah alayhi is very astonishing. And the fact that Imam Jawad alayhi salam, for example, it's narrated that no poor person has come to Imam Jawad and has come back empty-handed. No. The how Imam Jawad alayhi salam answered the questions with so much kindness, so much helping the followers. Now, to talk more about this, I would like to take the next step into the special and very important activity of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, which was following the lead from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. We call that the agency of Imam alayhi salam. It's an organization that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam started and continued up to the end of the Qibat al-Sughra.
It's like a school.
Yes. Like Imams, starting from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, because this specific task was made possible only from the time of Imam Sadiq and on. Imam alayhi salam just appointed some people as agents in different cities and different countries. For example, in Iran, in Iraq, in Saudi Arabia, in north of Africa, for example. In many
different parts of different the Islamic, parts of Islamic the, land.
Yes. Different agents because of different purposes to achieve different accomplishments. What were they doing actually? Now, these agents were the trusted students of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. So they wanted to do a special task, which I need to talk about them in the next part.
Inshallah ta'ala, yes, after the break. Our topic today, or the Imam of today, is Imam Jawad alayhi salam, as it's the anniversary of his martyrdom. These are the days that we remember his martyrdom and his excellence. So for that, we send our condolences to all the Shias around the world, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your griefs and sorrows. Brothers and sisters, we will take a short break. We will be back, so please stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, thank you for coming back and tuning in to Heavenly Grief. We are talking about Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam for these other days of his martyrdom. And we, with Sheikh Muhammad, we're talking about some of his attributes or some of his characteristics that he had. And of course, Imam al-Jawad means the kind, the generous. We were talking about that attitude and that structure and that characteristic available in the Imam alayhi salam.
Yes.
And so, Sheikh, if you please continue your words.
Thank you. As previously said, we got to the point that this system of agency was formed by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and it was continued by the Imams after Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And the role of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, specifically as we're talking now, is very colorful, is very significant and dominant here. So before going to the specific activities that Imam Jawad alayhi salam did, I would like to generally talk about this agency, how it worked, and how was it established. It was established because to fulfill some purposes. Since the Shias of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam lived in different cities, different countries.
Was it always possible to reach the Imam?
Yes. and it was not possible for them to reach Imam. And for Imam alayhi salam, it was it seemed that this kind of organization just does the job to reach out to the Shia, to the followers, to ask the questions, to pray for them, for example, to solve the problems through these agencies.
Through on behalf of the Imam.
Yes, on behalf of Imam. Now, first, who are these people? These are people who Imam Jawad alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they raised and educated, raised, I mean, in terms of knowledge and education and practical doings in their lives. They educated very well and they trusted them, so they appointed them to do these tasks. So these people just talk on behalf of Imam alayhi salam. If something comes to them, they don't know, for example, the answer.
They return to the Imam.
They return to the Imam, they ask, and they just deliver the answer.
Was there a specific way that they used to teach their agents? Because you know that the scholars of the Imam alayhi salam differ. Mm-hmm. And was there a specific way? Because it's also going to be hard when you get a specific question and you have a specific answer. There's only so much you can learn at one time. Mm-hmm. So was there a specific way?
Well, specifically for the agents, Imams alayhi salam just educated their students on different levels. We talked about this before. Now, some students just reached the top levels and they became very knowledgeable, very trusted. And when Imams alayhi salam found this potential, they bestowed upon them, they appointed them to more difficult tasks. Now, I have not found specific kinds of, you know, specific ways of teaching.
For example, generalizing thing. Inna alayna al-usul wa inna alaykum al-tafri'. We generalize and you branch it.
Yes, but branching doesn't mean here that you can after what we said, for example, after a fundamental rule that we say, you can branch it with whatever you know. No, branching here means using the thought of Ahlul Bayt and using the cases of Ahlul Bayt and just making the puzzle right. All right? Here, so Ahlul Bayt raised their students, and Imam Jawad alayhi salam appointed some of the most trusted people in his eyes for the agency task. Now, what was the purpose of the agents? What did they do? The first thing was, according to the monetary affairs, the financial affairs of religion. For example, al-khums, al-zakat, for example. Things that Shias, they need to give away. For example, you need to give your khums to Imam alayhi salam. You need to give your zakat, for example, to the poor people. And so for this task, this is one of the things that agents do. They received the khums from the Shia, from the followers of Ahlul Bayt, and they brought it to Imam alayhi salam. And Imam used it and spent it in the way that he seemed fit, right? And also other monetary things. So it became very organized, became very systematic. So it was something that felt very good also for the followers of Imam alayhi salam, because they knew that, for example, this person, for example, in Qum, Zakariya ibn Adam, is the agent of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. So
they're in touch with the Imam. They're always in touch by this agent. So it's just like a something in the middle.
Yes, very good. It's a very good connection. It's very comfortable and convenient way of connecting to Imam alayhi salam.
Especially the fear that the Shias had at the time of the Abbasi Khalifa, where they were following Shias actually, and a lot of not only Shias but the grandsons of the Prophet would get murdered and killed because fear of losing the throne.
Yes. And this is actually what you said, one of the reasons of forming this agency, because the grip of the Abbas was getting so stronger, and Imam could not be in touch with them through, you know, face-to-face connection or meeting them, for example, going, no. Imam needed some other people, needed, you know, correspondences to connect and link to the followers. So the existence of these agents also made the followers very calm, very feeling good, because you have someone that you can refer to. If you don't have this person, it becomes very scary. For example, you have confusions, you have doubts, you have questions, you have things, you have needs, and you do not access Imam alayhi salam, like the time that we are in.
Mm.
We do not see Imam Zaman salatullah alayhi. And it has become very difficult for the followers, for the Shia. And a lot of believers have lost their faith. It's because of this fact, because that Imam Zaman salatullah alayhi is absent here. Now, this connection, as we talked about, is very important. Since all of the affairs and all of the needs of the followers, they are not going to come short to just monetary affairs. No, sometimes you just want to talk to your Imam. Sometimes you want to ask him something. For example, many people said, we cannot have a child. Would you pray for us to have a child? I am a poor person. Would you pray for me, or would you do something, ask God, for example, so I will have more sustenance, so I will have more...
Even asking for help as well.
Yes, asking for help. Many struggles and difficulties just happened. Many controversies happened in the life of Shia alayhi salam. And by these agencies, Imam salatullah alayhi was able to solve them very simpler, very more conveniently. So this connection proves to be very important. The third thing here is in terms of guidance. These agents, also the next more prominent task and role of these agency was to guide the Shia and the followers of Imam alayhi salam. Why? Because the thought of Imam alayhi salam and the narrations of Imam alayhi salam, they were delivered to Shia by this gate, by these agents. They were a gate
of knowledge from the Imam to
Shia, to the followers. So this was the next thing, which is very important, since this nurturing process and this educating process of Imam to the Shia alayhi salam
was on by these agents,
it needs to be continuous. This is an important element. If you are learning something and if you're educating, it needs to be continuous. It needs to be happening consistently over the period of your life. If you stop in a moment, whatever you have learned before will start to perish step by step. You need to know, you know, every day. You need to learn.
Learn every day.
Yes, learn every day. If you stop learning, it just, you know, makes the thoughts and makes the knowledge that you have had before very shallow. When you learn more, it becomes deep. It becomes deeper. It gives
stronger
depth,
as well.
Deeper and stronger. And it will have a very good influence in your actions. So this is why Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam have emphasized so much on learning, continuous learning. Do not stop your learning, right? So these agents, they talked to Shia, and they delivered a message of Imam. For example, Imam alayhi salam wants this. Imam says, this is right, this is wrong. Imam knows that this struggle has happened between you and you have divided into two groups, for example. One group says this, the other group says the next thing. But Imam says, for example, this is right, and that is wrong.
Showing them what is wrong, whatever they need, he gives them. Whatever they lost, he returns to them
returns
from knowledge.
To them. Yeah. Yes. And this is very, very guiding, very bright for the lives of Imam alayhi salam and for the lives of Shia alayhi rahmah. Now, these agents, specifically, we can talk about the aspects of their lives, not just the life of the Shia they were servicing, their own lives. Imam alayhi salam, especially Imam Jawad alayhi salam, was supervising so effectively.
Managing them.
Yes, managing them so effectively. Even their financial affairs, their lives, whenever they wanted to die, for example, Imam would send something for them. For example, kafan, for example. Things that they needed before their death. And Imam would appoint the succeeding man after them if one of them dies. Before he dies, for example, Imam Jawad alayhi salam appointed the person, okay, this person succeeds you. by giving letters, for example. Now, financially, Imam alayhi salam supported them.